These are the Kaishi Tapes. U-Man and Favaz explore the backstories and interviews heard on Kaishi, the longest-running rock station in the country.
Welcome to Kaishi Tapes. John Hewlett, Favaz. We go back in time. We do a replay of interviews that we've done over the years, and we talk about them, and we
make fun of them.
Yeah, and we learn things, too, you know?
Yeah.
Things we forgot that an artist told us in the past that we find today to be either prophetic or ridiculous or right on the money.
Or we realize we come to realize that we interviewed this person. We didn't think we did.
Yeah, there's plenty of that, which is hard to believe. Yeah. It sounds kind of even egotistical. I don't remember the time I talked to so-and-so.
Right.
But we did do a lot of interviews, and a lot of years have gone by. And some were just not as memorable as others.
Yeah.
You know?
So if somebody would have told me I interviewed Richie Sambora of Bon Jovi, I would have been like, I did? I really don't remember. But it's on Reel to Reel, a tape, and apparently I did. And
here's the evidence.
We're going to do it. Here it is.
Richie.
What's happening?
How you doing, brother?
Excellent.
All right, let's go.
Brother.
Brother.
KC95 Real Rock Radio on the phone with me is no stranger to these airwaves in St. Louis. Richie Sambora of Bon Jovi. Richie, how you doing today, man?
What it is and what it shall be.
Where are you at?
What it is and what it shall be.
He was still in the band back then.
Yeah, yeah. This was what again? 90.
99, I believe.
Now, are you at home or?
I'm at home.
Yeah,
I'm at home in California.
That must. Oh, you live out there now or you don't live in Jersey?
Yeah, no. You know, we lived in New York for a while, my wife and I, when she moved there to do the Spin City thing.
Right.
Now, who was his wife? Do you remember? It was a famous person, wasn't it?
Gosh. Yeah.
By the way, this is being played back on reel-to-reel tape.
Yeah. What was his? Oh, go ahead. I'll come up with it.
Filming in New York, and then Michael quit the show, and they moved the show back out here to the West Coast. So I'm a West Coast boy now.
And there's nothing wrong with that, is there?
Nah.
Except earthquakes, mudslides, murders.
Excellent.
And murders.
All the good stuff.
Heather Locklear.
That's right. Yes. Heather
Locklear. I couldn't think of it.
Yeah. Hey, man, the weather is like phenomenal all the time.
Yep. I just recently experienced that myself. I was out there in Southern California. It was just amazing.
Yep.
73 and sunny every day.
I'm on the phone with Richie because tickets for Bon Jovi are going on sale this coming Saturday, and you guys will...
Oh, you didn't say Bon Jovi.
Well, I don't know that I was saying it back then.
Oh. You hadn't built up your hate yet?
And then my hatred was just welling at the surface, I think.
It was just at the threshold.
Town at the Savas Center on November 24th. Bon Jovi, the epitome of arena cock rock back in the 80s.
Cock rock!
Hey,
oh, my gosh!
Hey.
Remember we used to use that term back in the day? Oh, that's so cock, man.
Yeah. I remember that.
I got an autographed picture that Jack Clark signed for me, and he wrote on there, "We're getting cocker and cocker every day."
I remember that.
Yeah.
With me, Richie?
I hope so. I'd like to think there's some real good songs there, too.
Well, absolutely. But when you think about the videos and everything, your videos were great because most of them were in those big arenas and you could see the crowd and everything.
Well,
it was cool.
The thing that we did back then, and, the videos are a very, very funny thing because, it's hard to, do something really artistic in 3 minutes. And, all these movies.
Most videos are just hideous, just ridiculous.
Stupid.
Yeah. The performance videos, although they were, very basic, ended up being the ones that probably made the most sense.
Right. Yeah, they did.
Video directors and stuff, they come in, they want to try to be like Fellini on you.
Right.
That's right.
It's kind of like weird, So we just got into a point where we just said, you know what? We're a rock and roll band. It's an honest thing. Roll camera. Here, come to the show, film the kids, film us. And that's what really worked, I mean, hey, we're an American rock and roll band and high energy and lots of fun and good songs, and just film the crowd's energy and film our energy, and that's kind of what I think that honesty really worked for.
Yeah, they were asking these artists a lot of times to be actors, and they were terrible actors in most cases.
Horrible.
Yeah, this is coming from an actor, as you know.
You're an actor, John.
Professor U-Man. Yeah. Watch him on the Cardinals Kids television show. You'll see the acting, and it's amazing.
And that was a plug.
Wanted Dead or Alive was one of the best videos that ever came out, to tell you the truth.
Thank you. We're very, very proud of that song and that video because that was a very honest thing. I mean, they'd come into our rooms like first thing in the morning and wake us up.
Right.
And they just came on the road with us for about 5 days and just filmed what our lives were really like, from the buses to the planes to the hotel rooms to the to the concert halls, and that's basically what it was.
Left out the girls, didn't he?
Yes, he conveniently.
Yes.
He had really done that yet.
I think we were the first one at that particular point in time. You know, it's very, very documentary-like.
Yeah, it was cool. Let's see, Bon Jovi, now you're not on the road now, but you go back out November 2nd for a U.S. tour. Now, were you guys in Japan over the summer, or where'd you guys go?
Yeah, we started in July over in Japan. We did five sold-out stadiums out there, and then we went over to Europe and did 21 sold-out stadiums in Europe, which was a gas. It's bigger than big, man. People are liking this record, you know? It's about 6 million worldwide right now after the first single, so we're very excited, man.
What record was that?
99, I don't know. Oh. Maybe it's the one that has It's My Life on it. I'm not sure. I'll look that up, John.
Look it up while we talk, talk, yeah. Right.
That first single was a great one. Of course, the CD is called Crush, and It's My Life is a great song.
Yeah, it
I guess
is.
When John was ready to go back, you guys must have been all raring to go, were you?
Absolutely. You know, I mean, we actually were working on this record. We wrote about 60 songs to get to the 12 songs on this particular album. So we were working for a while before we actually recorded the record.
When did he have the falling out and leave? That was...
I don't remember the year, but it's
been a while.
You know,
now.
I listen to that right now, and I go, I wonder if he was drinking then.
Yeah,
you know, if he was kind of buzzed then.
We believe that the foundation of any good record is the songs and the songwriting stuff.
Absolutely,
we really work hard to write, you know, great songs for the people.
And
what about Bon Jovi's writing? What do you think, writing of the songs?
I think when they started in the 80s. It was good, but to me, as they got older, he tried to write, you know, John tried to write like Bruce Springsteen, mm-hmm. you know, because he was from New Jersey, and he took on more serious subjects, if you will, and I just, that's where they lost me.
Yeah, the wordplay isn't quite good, because, you know, he was Bon Jovi, John Bon Jovi, a very good-looking guy, especially when he was younger. And that was what carried the band for a while. So then you have to start saying, well, okay, but is there any depth there? Is he a good songwriter on top of it? And I guess you'd say mediocre.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you did Japan and Europe, and then you're coming here, and then you're going back. Are you guys going overseas again then?
This tour is going to be on and off probably all the way through next summer.
Really?
You know, there'll be another 20 stadiums in Europe next summer, and we have to go visit the Pacific Rim yet, and Australia, South Africa, South America.
Hey, John. So they haven't visited the Pacific Rim. They were scheduled to get some rim jobs.
Yeah, they probably were. Yeah.
Get to all those places. So, and now we try to pace ourselves, so it's we have a few weeks off to spend with our families in between the legs.
Just like the old days, man, going all over the place.
Going all over the place, but not straight through. In the old days, man, we used to burn ourselves out. We'd be touring for 16 months straight,
right,
without going home. And that's when we were single, and you know, nobody had kids and stuff like that. Now we have to have a different pace.
Well, you've earned it, man. You've definitely earned it. We're talking to Richie Sambora on Casey, and I guess a couple years ago now, it's been that Undiscovered Soul came out, and Casey was on a couple of those songs, and that was a great solo record from you, Richie.
Was it?
I don't know. That was just interview talk.
Yeah, interview talk. Yes. I don't remember anything from it.
Oh, I remember the album cover, and I remember he came in the studio. Mm-hmm. Not when I was there. Was he? Did he come in when you were there?
He might have. He probably did.
You arrogant prick.
Arrogant ass. I mean, I don't remember us ever playing any song from Richie Sambora solo that really ever caught on.
I don't think it ever did. No. Well, I mean,
We gave it some token spins, probably, and that was it.
Yeah.
Thank you very, very much.
You're welcome.
Got something else cooking after this whole thing is over?
Absolutely. You know, we're not sure what we're going to do, if the band's going to do another record straight off, or John and I will do solo albums, or John's going to do some movies, and I'm going to do a solo record, or whatever, you know. So it's kind of up in the air at this point, but, yeah, I always got a few songs sitting around in my pocket.
What was I going to ask you? The behind the music. I always like to ask people that have had the behind the music done on them what they think of it. Did you see the one on VH1?
Yeah, I thought it was really good. I thought they did a really good job.
I did, too. I didn't realize that there was that much tension in the band at the time when you guys kind of went your separate ways.
You know, I mean, I think it was just a point where the band was exhausted. As I said, our touring schedules we were the hardest working band in the world at that particular point in time. We toured for 16 and a half months, like two tours right in a row.
Right.
You know, and then riding that rocket ship to stardom, coming from, like, you know, the bottom to the top, and basically it seemed what it seemed like a few months. You know, people have their different ways of dealing with fame and fortune and all that stuff, and everybody has their own pace in that. So, I mean, we were a little off kilter at that particular point in time, and then and on top of that, we were exhausted.
So the record that I was talking about with to him, Undiscovered Soul, came out in 1998. He put out one more solo record after that, not till 2012, and it was called Aftermath of the So maybe that is a little of the behind the scenes of what happened.
Yeah, Aftermath of the Lowdown. Yeah.
But we definitely needed a break. And that's basically what the tension really was. And after everybody rested and you know, everybody and I did a solo record and John did a solo record and we got that stuff off our chest and then we got back together. So it was you know, I thought that the Behind the Music VH1 that's a great station.
It is.
Those Behind the Music's are real.
Used to be.
Yep, it did used to be.
Yeah.
Addicting. You know, just start watching them. You
absolutely
want to keep on watching them. They're fun.
You know what was funny, though, that I really didn't realize is that they pointed out the fact that when you and John did that acoustic set at the MTV Awards, that was the inspiration behind MTV Unplugged.
That's right. Yeah.
Man,
yeah,
that must blow you away.
I mean, John and I just were, we wanted to do something different because everyone else was out there with all those big productions and all the other stuff. And we said, you know, let's prove the men from the boys here. You know, let's be the men. Let's go out there with two acoustic guitars and show people how the songs were actually written.
Right.
And, you know, we just walked off stage that particular day and got in a limousine and went to the next city and, you know, got into our plane and went to the next city and kind of forgot about it.
Right, had no idea what you just did.
Had no idea. Everybody was raving about it, and we just continued to tour. And then later on, we read in Billboard magazine that they credited us for actually starting the whole Unplugged series.
God, that's
fortunately
pretty cool.
We didn't get paid on any of those.
Damn right. We're talking to Richie Sambora of Bon Jovi. Once again, they'll be at the Savas Center November 24th, I think. Is that like the day after Thanksgiving or something like that? So I guess
it's either a day before Thanksgiving or a day after. I'm not sure.
So will you spend Thanksgiving on the road without Heather, or will you home?
No, I'm going to go home for Thanksgiving.
Okay. So let's get to Heather real quick. Spin City, everything. I think the debut was last night, so things sound like they're going great for her.
Yeah, man. It was hilarious. I thought it was great. They had like a little premiere party last night, and the whole cast and Charlie Sheen.
And I got drunk.
Until she went crazy.
Everybody was there. And Charlie's doing great.
Is he? Yeah, I was wondering, like,
yeah,
you know, when they named
him. He's a real good guy.
Was it Charlie Sheen?
Probably.
He's always been a good guy. He just, you know, had a little problem.
Right, everybody's had their problems.
Charlie Sheen.
And, but even when he was having his problems, he was always a good guy. He never really inflicted his problems on anybody else.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I've always liked him, and I've been friends with him for a while, and my wife has worked with him before, so he's a welcome addition to the cast, and he was really funny last night.
Richie, do you ever get jealous of Heather? Not the attention that she gets, but the attention that she gets from guys because she is one of the most beautiful women in the world?
Ooh, good question.
Hey, thank you.
No, not, you know, I just, you know, she's just my girlfriend, you know? That's the way I look at it. I mean, you know.
Right.
She's a beautiful girl. Guys are gonna look. What are you gonna do?
Right.
That's the penalty. That's the price you pay when you go out with somebody.
And
like
you've
that.
Been out with.
And they're still together, aren't they?
No.
Oh
no, they're long gone.
Oh
yeah.
Well, maybe it did bother him after a while.
A lot of high profile chicks. So you're kind of used to that thing in a way, aren't you?
Yeah. You know, I mean, I guess it's a thing that's in the entertainment industry. You know, you meet people in your own industry, and the music business is very, very close to movies and TV and modeling and all that kind of stuff. So
right.
You kind of run in the same circles, you know? So that's how I met all those different girls.
I hear you. Hey, Richie, can't wait to see you, man.
All those different girls.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, he had some.
Yeah.
He had 24th. Some top
shelf. This is a building I don't think you've ever played. This building's only like 5 years old.
Is it a cool place?
Yeah, it's one of those new hockey places, you know, that the good sound, and it's really good for the artists backstage and all that stuff, so I think you're going to like it. And,
excellent.
Tickets go on sale once again this Saturday morning at 10 a.m. for Bon Jovi.
Come on down to see us, man. It's a good show.
It's going to be good. November 24th at the Savas Center, and Richie, can't wait to see you, man. Thanks for calling us today.
Our pleasure.
All right, there you go. She was married to Tommy Lee.
Heather? That's right, she was.
Yeah.
Yeah, she got around.
And then she married Richie Sambora. I was wondering if she married him.
Wow.
She did marry him.
So is that, so his daughter is named Ava Sambora. She is beautiful.
Really?
And I follow her on Instagram because she's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's her daughter with him.
Yeah, I think so too. And apparently she's dating Jack Wagner.
From?
The actor Jack Wagner, who's really a good golfer too.
Yeah, was he from St. Louis?
I don't think
Jack,
so. Jack Wagner. Let me see.
I thought one of those Jacks was from St. Louis. He was an actor.
Jack Wagner is from Washington, Missouri.
Washington, Missouri. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, she was just recently arrested. She's had some psych ward things.
Really?
She was taken to court. Yeah, she allegedly beat up a cop within the last year or two, something like that. Yeah, she kind of went off the deep end a little bit.
I'll be darned. Well, Richie, I guess, is doing all right. You don't hear much from him these days
because
his career, after leaving Bon Jovi, really has done nothing.
No, I don't think we've established that. And he's John, would you like to know how much he's worth?
Yeah, he's got plenty of money.
$100 million.
Wow.
So he's set.
Yeah, did they share their writing credential? I mean, their writing
they
credits?
They must have.
They must have, in order for him to be that
rich.
Wealthy.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, there you go. Episode 145 of the Casey Tapes. I'm John Hewlett. You can follow me on Twitter at STOUMan, on Instagram. Follow me as I'm Johnny Hewlett.
And I'll see you on the radio. Favaz ain't so long. Farewell. AMF.
Bye.
The Casey Tapes with Hewman and Favaz. For more on the history of Casey, go to Casey95.com or the Casey mobile app.